Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth. And I hack travel. Welcome back to Richie Firth Travel Hacker, episode 6 of our European tour. Can we hit 6 countries in a day? We're going to do it, surely. Let's crack on.
Lovely little bit of the Belgian Sam Fender as we make our way up the E42 towards Liège.
Can I turn it off?
Yeah. That's nothing personal to Sam Fender. Last leg. Liège, Netherlands, France, Lille, drop-off car, Eurostar, St Pancras, England, Bosch. That's the plan. There's a little bit of jeopardy in that the satellite mapping is showing some traffic around Liège, around about half hour delays. I just picked that up with my linguistical ear on the travel news on Belgique FM. But we think we've got enough time to do all this. We need to have enough time because we've got to obviously make a certain train. I do have a question. Obviously, the Netherlands is on the plan. We've got to stop and eat and such like. Where are we going in the Netherlands today?
Well, we're going back where we went yesterday, to Eisden.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
No way.
Well, we've got some choices. We don't have to go all the way back to the cafe that didn't accept our cards.
We can't go back there again. I mean, it's barely anywhere. We haven't got any notes left.
No, that is a problem. So we could just go over the border, stop.
Get out.
Put the radio on.
Yes. Have some jelly babies.
Have we got any jelly babies left?
I think I've got some somewhere.
Okay. Okay, I've got some sweets in a pocket somewhere.
Oh, well, then we're sorted.
So that is our Eisden trip.
Great.
We'll skip the castle.
Yes, I'm not driving down that road again with all the curious cyclists going to get their bong cake.
Bong cake.
All right, okay, park up. Have a little Dutch minute. Get back in. Back to Lille. Okay, cool. I see the plan.
There's no way a little Dutch minute isn't a euphemism for something. How are you coping with the amount of time we've spent together in a box?
I'm going to go with surprisingly well.
I've been very conscious, given that you're doing all the driving, not to piss you off. Which is very... I think we naturally wind each other up, so I have found it quite hard.
To not wind me up?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, I appreciate the ardour that you are putting yourself through for my sake. Because I know how easy it would be to piss me off.
Yes.
And I'm an easily pissable person.
I mean, you repeatedly, particularly when we've been off mic, have just seen someone or something and gone, well, that's not acceptable. the most recent observation, I don't know, maybe you want to go big on this, was you made an observation about what men in this part of the world look like.
Oh, when we were having our lunch. No, it's not. It's more about me than them. I haven't seen a single European man over this weekend that I feel looks like me. I feel like your European man, he's got a look. He's got a type of dress. They don't look like me.
So do you mean all the countries?
Okay. But I thought it specifically last night as we were going through that hideous street festival.
It was fantastic.
It's awful. Noise, people, drink, happiness.
There was loads of noise. There was loads of people. There was drink. It was brilliant.
A different type of jean. They were a different type of jean. I've noticed that. They love the distressed jean with a different stone washing.
They more like to wear gilets.
I don't mind a gilet. I wear a gilet. Okay. But I've seen a lot of what I call utility trousers, utility pants with sort of like...
Cargo pants,
pockets all over the place as if they're about to go off, you know, on a scout camp for the weekend. But that's what they're all recreationally wearing.
I wear very different trousers to you, though, and you already called my trousers out. So is this more about your specific look?
And then they wear, like... There's a lot of what I would call... sportswear that they wear, right, but as like leisure wear, sort of like, you know, a tight sort of like tracksuit top that you might normally see an assistant manager wearing whilst talking to the manager of a football team that's struggling 2-0 down. But the European man is wearing it out and about.
What are you wearing on your bottoms?
Loungewear.
You've got tracky bottoms, haven't you?
These are All Saints. It's loungewear.
All Saints.
Not tracksuit bottoms.
All Saints tracksuit bottoms.
They're not tracksuit bottoms. This is not a tracksuit. This is loungewear. Casual wear.
Christ. So is this...
A lot of shaved heads as well, you European men.
Can I ask, is this about clothing and fashion as opposed to... When you first made the point, I thought you were referring more to like... sort of bone structure and general look, like...
Well, no, I do think they do have a tighter face.
Tighter face?
Yeah.
Do you have a loose face?
Yeah, I feel like I do.
Yeah, okay. Loose-faced Richie.
But I guess they look so different, your European man... that I was thinking that I might stand out a little bit more, and the European ladies, not that I need or want them to, would be walking by and going, that's a different man, I'm going to clock that. And I haven't felt that happening.
This is one of the weirdest conversations we've ever had.
I don't think it is.
It's low-key weird. It's not like mad weird. It's just, it's like a kind of understated minimalist weirdness.
No, all right, let me just put it very succinctly into one sentence.
Please.
I think I look different to most of the men around here, which I thought would be an opportunity for the ladies of the continent to turn their heads as they're walking by, and I haven't noticed a single lady turning her head to look at a Richie.
So this is a moment of introspection for you, that you don't feel hot right now.
They're not... No, I don't know. I do feel hot. I know I'm hot. I just feel like they're missing their, you know, chance to have a look at what they could have had.
They're missing out on some loose-faced beefcake.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me flipping the conversation very briefly to me, do I look different to these European men?
I think you look more European than I do.
Thank you.
Because you've got your utility pants... You're wearing a Kraftwerk t-shirt. You are walking around with a face of wonderment.
Right, so the Europeans have a face of wonderment.
Yeah.
Whereas you have a loose but closed face.
I have a face of suspicion, I think.
Okay, so a French speaking guy,
yeah,
at the border when we weren't recording, chatted to us about the three borders. Yeah.
Yes.
Would you ever stop and talk to someone like that?
Yeah. Oh, well, if I was the French speaking guy.
No. Yeah. Well, no. It does take the language thing out of it.
Yeah.
If you just saw some people wandering past at a touristy kind of destination, would you talk to them?
No. I'd say hello.
Okay.
I wouldn't stop and engage in conversation. What's the point?
What is the point of conversation?
Well, enriching your life.
So, what's the point of stopping and talking to someone?
Well, I don't know. You don't know whether they're going to enrich your life, do you? You might end up just being irritated. I have... What's this? Formula One Belgian Grand Prix. That's not this weekend. But it must be around here somewhere then.
We're in Belgium.
Yeah, Francorchamps. That's where it is. Spa-Francorchamps.
Is there anything as fucking boring as Formula One?
I don't think you can say that when we're doing a hack that is taking in six countries in one day. The essence of driving. And Formula... Do you know why Formula One exists?
Because it's a chance for various businesses
to... No, because you're going
to
say some trite answer. Formula One is the vanguard...
I won't answer then.
Formula One is the vanguard of car development. If you went back 30 years, 40 years to a Formula One race, this Twingo would probably do really, really well in it.
40 years ago, so what year is it now? It's 2022.
Yeah.
So you're saying in 1982, this, is it a Renault?
Renault Twingo.
This Renault Twingo would do well in the Formula One.
Yes, because everything that they develop and try in a Formula One car trickles down to the cars that we drive on the roads. That's why they're Formula One. It's the top, and it all trickles down. Start-stop technology, the quickness away from lights of your engine being off, and then suddenly let's go, and it's off we go. That's like what happens on the pole position thing.
So the Renault Twingo is on the grid in the 1982 Grand Prix. Nigel Mansell, Nelson Piquet, Ayrton Senna.
See, you know your names.
And Richie Firth, because I was a child then. It's much easier. And Richie Firth is lined up.
And look, it's Richie Firth in his Renault Twingo. And they're off.
Yes.
And they're all driving at 90 kilometres an hour.
I would get away from the lights quicker because this has got that better technology.
Bollocks.
Once they're on a straight, I would expect your PKs, your Mansells, your Senners, your Louders to, you know, have a bit of a march on me.
So you wouldn't do really well.
I never said I'd win it.
What you do is you latch on a word
like a leech, and then you try and take everything out of it.
No.
To a degree that I haven't said.
No, I'm interrogating you.
It doesn't need to be interrogation.
I'm not a criminal. You said our Renault Twingo would do really well. You did say that.
Yes.
In a Grand Prix.
Yeah.
In 1982.
Yes. It would finish.
It would finish, and that's doing really well.
Well, it is. You speak to a Grand Prix driver who's stoved himself into the tyres.
Oh, God, what do you have to go? What next?
Well, we're about to overtake a Toyota Yaris. This is like the Strait of Hockenheim. Here we go.
Well, there's only one thing we need after that. It's an advert, unless you're a Patreon. You don't want that because you paid for the privilege not to. So you won't have one. But if you are not a Patreon, become one. Patreon.com/travelhacker.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, this feels familiar. We're just crossing the border from Flanders into Wallonia. I remember you telling me about Wallonia yesterday. Does mean that we're very close to the Belgian-Dutch border. I think we're very, very soon going to be in the Netherlands, which will be our fourth country of the day.
Is that a borderline there?
I can't tell.
It's been the theme of this season, the theme of this series. They really, really, really need to make their borders clearer. I know that's against the whole thinking of the European Union, but it makes a multi-country hack very difficult. What's this say? With us. I think we're in the Netherlands, Chris.
I think we are.
Yeah. I think we are.
I mean, so we are probably in the Netherlands right now, but we didn't get to check just then.
More signs coming up here. Let's have a look. Holland. Does that say Holland?
Where?
That says Nederland. Nederland.
Yes.
We're in the Netherlands. This is the Netherlands.
De Limburgers, het en u welkom.
Great.
Right.
Fourth country, Christopher.
Yep. Okay, we need to pull up somewhere safe.
Yeah.
And have some food and put the radio on.
Great. Park up here, right? What do you think that's someone's...
I think it's someone's house.
Well, we're not going to be here long, are we?
No. Okay. Let's get the radio on. Sources. FM. You can turn the car off.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get the radio on then. Okay.
There you are.
BRF1. Set foot on the ground.
Tygo, dancing feet.
Okay, feet. Sour Glühwürmchen. I've eaten in the Netherlands.
I've eaten in the Netherlands. I've set foot in the Netherlands. I've farted in the Netherlands. I've listened to the radio in the Netherlands. It's time to go and find France.
Yes.
And to be our fifth country in one day.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Not sour enough.
Anastasia, I've not heard this for ages. That's mad. Right, of all the countries that we've seen...
Yep.
You can live in one. Which one?
Countries we've seen or specific destinations within them?
A place that we've seen on our travels.
Right turn here.
Yeah, I know.
Watch out for these guys.
Cyclists. He looks stoned.
He's seven.
No, the bloke.
Frankfurt.
Would you really? Why?
Because it's a big city and it'll be like fun and exciting.
I'd live in Iceland.
Yeah, I mean, I like Iceland. Don't get me wrong, I do like it.
I'm loving the Dutch vibe.
I like Luxembourg. I've liked it all, really.
Luxembourg was nice.
It's all been great. Belgium's had loads of highlights.
Yeah.
Except the bad roads.
Belgium, terrible roads. I'd like to come back to the autobahns frighten me, to be quite frank.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to come back to the autobahns in my car.
Right. What's your car again? A Citroën Deus?
I've never had a Citroën Deus. There is no such car.
A laundromat Potemkin.
There's no such car as a Citroën Deus. BMW
X3. BMW X3 is yours. Mm. What does the BMW stand for?
Basis Minor Vehicle. I don't know. Something motor wagon?
Okay. Could it be V for Verein? Like, could it be like Bremen Bremen Motor Club? Or another place?
No, because that would be BMC, wouldn't it?
No, but V Verein is German.
But wagon is a W.
Oh, it's W, isn't it?
Yeah.
So wagon.
Yeah.
Mensch wagon?
Bavarian
Mensch motor wagon.
No. Anyway, I'd come back in a slightly more beefed up car to do the
your BMW X3. What does the X3 stand for? Does that mean it's the extra good the third version.
You are being contrite.
No.
No.
The... Okay, what are you doing there? You're turning right onto the A2?
Yeah.
Or are you fucking with us? Thank you very much.
The X stands for cross, so it's like a...
It goes over fields.
No, it's just a cross.
Cross platform. It also does railways.
Right. Stop. You're not interested in the answer because you've said to me you hate cars.
All right.
I'm not even answering you.
Right, what did the three stand for?
It's the third series of their type of cars.
It's the third cross-country BMW there's ever been. Yep.
Thankfully, we're 2 hours, 20 minutes away from Lille.
Okay, well, this has been plain sailing, right?
Why are you asking me?
Well, been too easy?
In what way was it being too easy?
Well,
I mean, it was about a month ago that we did this. I can't even remember, to be honest.
It wasn't all plain sailing, was it?
Detour?
Yeah, detour. We are going through the northern lowlights of Charleroi, Belgian city that I think English football fans turned upside down a few years back. And the motorway had some flashy roadworks come up. Google was having a bit of a moment about it, so... we've come off and we're seeing the bits of Belgium that they wouldn't normally want us to see. One of those places you go and buy auction cars that turn out that they're Category C write-offs.
I don't know what a Category C write-off is. I know what a write-off is, it means it's broken.
Yeah. Insurance company has written it off. The cost of repairing the car is more than what the car is worth. Therefore, it's a write-off.
So why, therefore, does it end up being sold by these guys?
Because they will do repairs that are shonky.
Right.
And then pass it off. Look, another one over there. Charleroi. It's the home of the bent car.
Wow. What's Category B?
Less serious.
Okay. So you're doing a first exit here. Christ, Richie, stop it. Oh, what is Cleo doing?
I want to let the listeners know that the last 100 kilometres, you've got, well, Aggie, you've been shouting at cars, shouting at motorists, not at me, just I can tell that you are emotionally spent.
True. So why not call me out then? That'll improve the situation.
You've spent the last day and a half calling me out. What are you doing?
I have supported you the whole way. It was my intention to not give you a single bit of direction until I realised that you were going to spread your shit over the seat in panic, and I helped. Sorry.
I think it's all getting a bit fraught. Where are they coming from?
Just go straight over. Who's ever been to 6 countries in a day?
I don't think many people have.
No.
Might take another shit under the seat to celebrate.
Oh, come on. I can't remember. Was that actually broadcast or non-broadcast? I can't remember now. Everything's blurry.
It was certainly recorded. Whether it was broadcast is down to you in the final edit.
Right, okay, yeah. I'll probably keep it in.
Because I think we did some calculations about... Because you reckon that probably 30 people a day... did it.
I mean, it was only yesterday, I can't remember the maths, but yeah, easily.
So a lot of people have therefore gone to the
toilet.
You're
going right here.
Yeah, under the sea.
Why are you driving in the cycle path again?
There's no cyclists. I'd move over if there's a cyclist.
How do you know when you're going around a bend if there's a cyclist?
Because they're slower than me and I'd catch them up.
Yes, that's the point.
The Hackney Cycle Lobby are with me.
Right, there's more people getting nicked over there. That's the second person get pulled up. You're going to have a problem with me on my microphone. So
put it down.
Keep recording.
Don't arouse them.
Hello, policeman. Policey, please. I've got microphones. This is Richie Firth.
I hack travel. I'm a pirate of voyages.
At this point in this episode, I am contractually obliged to apologise to Chris for burping so much.
Well, that's not the wording I was hoping for, I have to admit, but the sentiment is taken. Rich, I accept
your...
There was no
sentiment. Well, I'm literally just apologising because I've been told to.
Well, look, I think if you're not going to apologise to me, you could at least apologise to our patrons who heard the belching almost as much as I did. Maybe not quite as intensely.
Who holds the Patreon money at all points? You never fail to remind us about that. You are also the editor of this particular whole venture. So there's only one person that should be apologising to the Patreons for what they're hearing. It's you.
No, look, this is a journey of truth, yeah? I cannot keep you and your truth out of this show. You would not like it if I denied your truth. And sadly, part of your truth is some really weird stomach bacteria.
Christopher Columbus. What? Heard of him?
Yeah.
You heard of Christopher Columbus?
Terrible guy.
Bet he fucking belched.
So your excuse for...
Everyone does.
I know, but like...
I'm a travel hacker.
You leaned into the microphone. You didn't put a hand over your mouth. You leaned in. It was violent.
Oh, don't...
Voy Hodgson, did you ask for? I can't remember whether Voy was in charge of the team when they played in Charleroi. And
Roy,
the,
fuck off.
Don't talk to me like that. I'll get Ray Lewington on you.
As long as I don't get Steve McLaren back in the England job, I'm fine. McLaren was before Roy, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He left his office in quite a state, I'll have to tell you.
There wasn't Sam Allardyce after McLaren?
Yeah.
And it was Sam Allardyce who lost his job because he drank a pint of wine and said some...
Aye, that's right, yep. What's this now?
Sorry, mate, we're on greens. We're back to 4:58.
Boom.
With that detour that you found extremely grim appears to have been worth it.
I want to be there.
Did you just call me a pedo?
What?
Did you just call me a pedo?
No, I didn't.
What did you say then?
I just said I want to be there.
Oh, okay.
We are 17 kilometres from Lille.
Yeah.
The service station we were just at is the service station we were at yesterday where we didn't realise we'd already crossed the border.
Yeah.
And what is ahead of us now?
Le Bordeaux. So let's see whether the French shout about being in France. Because we're about to go back over the border from Belgique to France. And I bet you don't know.
As we approach...
And also, and look back the other direction and see if there's a sign saying welcome to Belgium.
I can see a sign.
Well, I can see a sign that says France, in fairness.
France?
Yeah. France, yeah, we're now in France.
Cheer up. Country number five, Rich. Oh, my God.
There was a massive sign that said Belgium.
We fucked yesterday because you weren't paying attention.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Rich. We wouldn't have done six countries today if we'd managed to do five yesterday. I'm convinced of that.
I'd agree with that.
So your failure has helped?
My failure has initiated our triumph. My triumph.
Our triumph.
Our triumph.
All we need to do now is eat in France.
Listen to some French radio.
Oh yeah, let's get the radio on. Hang on, don't press any buttons. No, stop doing that. Oh. Done it.
It's good. Awful. We're gonna
go. Right here.
Yeah, I'm going right.
Christ
going right.
Almighty, what is going on?
Oh dear. Zucchero.
Zucchero again, still on that tour.
He's good.
Frankfurt and Lille.
Earth, Wind and Fire and the Jacksons in June.
Go forwards.
All right.
Jurassic World cinema concert, that'd be fun.
Wow.
I love you, baby.
I love you, baby.
I love you, baby.
I love you, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, baby. I love you, baby.
Love those lyrics.
I love you, baby.
Up the curb, I guess. Whoa. -4, down.
Access niveau.
Down.
I reckon niveau means level.
Woo-hoo.
Down. Baby, down. Baby, Nevo, down.
Well, I'm Rich.
Just got to find Avis.
Hello.
Avis, sir. Will Avis, sir. Nous sommes arrivés.
Well, I'm no train driver, but I feel like the train is slowing for its emergence out of the tunnel into the United Kingdom, which by my maths would be the sixth country of the day. A triumphant hack once again for me, Richie Firth, travel hacker.
So where did you wake up?
I woke up in Germany, hungover in Frankfurt.
And what did you eat?
Two Marks and Spencer's pan au chocolat in a Renault Twingo.
And where did we drive to?
We drove to Luxembourg / Belgium / Germany because we went to a point that was three borders in one.
And what did we eat?
We ate so well. We ate jelly babies on the bridge, one for each country, and then went into Luxembourg and even further there to seal the deal.
That was your chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets and chips.
And then we went to...
What's all a blur? Netherlands.
Yes.
Yeah, back to IJsden, which I liked. I'd moved to IJsden.
What did you eat there?
A sour sweet. Yeah. And I did get out of the car, stretched me legs, scratched me balls, got back in, and we drove to Lille, where we ate in a restaurant just by the station. I had my second croque monsieur of the journey, better than the one that I got at the petrol station yesterday that was off a heated grill. Two beers. We listened to some French radio in the car before we dropped it off at Avis. And then we got on the Eurostar, and any minute now, we will be coming out of the tunnel. And sixth country of the day.
Oh.
And here we are. Welcome home, Christopher. Welcome back. Would you like to share a Mars Duo with me and seal the deal?
What type of Mars Duo is this?
Christopher, would you like to join me in the Mars Duo of friendship to seal the deal?
I would love to, Richie. Thank you.
And cheers.
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 So there we have it, with a Mars duo in our bellies. We stepped off the train. We made it to country number six. Christopher.
Yes.
A lot of sniping over six episodes and 48 hours together. But what a triumph.
We were brilliant, Rich. Like, we didn't kill each other.
Yeah.
We didn't accidentally kill each other.
No.
We ate in six different countries. We listened to the radio in six different countries.
Yep.
We set foot in six different countries. We proved in some way, shape or form that that is possible.
Yes.
And...
Well, no. Not in any... not in some way, shape or form. We proved it's possible.
Yeah. And that is a way, shape and form. Our and way, in our shape.
Critically, we also returned a Renault Twingo back to Avis, and some period of time on, I've not had any excess money taken off my credit card.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. So it passed the driving legally test.
Yeah.
So now we've gone international. Now we've done six countries.
Yeah.
You want to do some more?
Oh, yeah. Of course I do. And the only way that is going to happen is thank you very much to our patrons. Hope you have enjoyed this six-country adventure that you made possible for Chris and myself, for the Eurostar, for the fuel, for the Twingo, for the hotels, for the food. All of that is because of you, but hopefully as a result, we've shown you what you can do. You can have a nice summer of travelling ahead. You could do six countries in a day. Tweet us, let us know how you get on. But of course we want to do it again. We want to do more. This is the future. These big hacks, this is the way forward. So patreon.com/travelhacker. That's where we'd love you to go. You get all this plus extra stuff without the adverts, and you get to fund the future of travel. Merci, mes amis. Je suis Richie Firth. Eh oui, j'ai piraté les voyages. Au revoir.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.